Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Captain Over at Redbud. Tonight we're taking a little turn with our tonight. Going a bit off topic to summer fun, which we all know we have
summer fun.
Yes, summer fun.
I have to hurry then. I have to catch a plane. Where? Oh, right. Let's see. Yeah. So I was leafing over the travel catalogue, and I spied New York City hasn't been hit with a violent violin spree, if you know what I mean.
Violent spree.
Yes, a violent violin spree.
Try to say that three times fast.
You can.
Yeah, I know.
I've tried. You can't. But at the same time, so I've booked tickets to New York City. Because why? Because I need a holiday. I need a wonderful holiday. And I'm going to attack Connie Hall first.
Mm.
Well, you better practice.
Oh, I've already practiced. I practiced the concerto B minor for 1,000 hours, and I think I'm good at it. I honestly think I'm good at it.
Mm.
So, what are you doing, Alison? What's on your agenda?
Definitely going to the city.
Why?
Because I can.
What? Are you addicted to the city?
No, I just prefer seeing my friends and seeing different things. Sights, sounds.
Ah, like what? I mean, there's some really good hot dogs. And in the summer, my auntie climbed that green monstrosity that's in the middle of the river. I have no idea what that was. I mean, she set the national record for climbing the stairs of that green monstrosity. And it's not the thing in Boston where it's a wall. It's the other thing. It's the thing where all the immigrants passed.
You mean Ellis Island Statue of Liberty?
No, Ellis Island's where they deported them, right?
No. Yes and no.
Yes and no. What do you mean?
It's both.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so. So, what do you do when you're on a plane?
Listen to music, chill out, relax, sleep.
I know my next door neighbor. I mean, I really do. I try to talk to them as much as possible. They smack me around. I smack them around. I smack them back. You know, Then I try to look for a way to skirt You know, it's, you know, taking a gander there. You know, trying to, you know, literally look at their bum. And I like a nice bum with my violin. You know, really, really good kind of thing. Johnny, what did you do? I mean, in terms of that.
Yeah, going on planes.
What? Plan to take over the world?
Yes.
Wait, you're planning to take over the world?
Yeah, right.
Just how are you going to do that? No.
Yeah, right.
Now you've stepped in it. And just how are you going to do that?
I just stepped in the poop again.
No. You didn't just step in the poop. You landed in it. What exactly are
first.
You doing?
I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, go on playing it by ear.
That makes sense.
Playing it by ear. Okay. So,
I'm going to go to New York City and I'm going to steal Josh Bell's violin.
Yeah.
Is anybody with me?
I'm here.
Oh, no, Red Hood. I wonder where Black Hood is. I wonder where
Black Hood
is.
Is away. No, Blackie's away. See, I do really cool things while he is away. I mean, the thing about Red when he's not with Black Hood is,
he deals with army tanks.
Yes.
I get violins.
Mm-hmm.
Violins and army tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes.
Violins and army tanks.
That makes for an interesting situation.
Does it?
You mean that you guys are friends, so...
Well, I honestly think that when it comes to stealing the violin, there are several things you have to do. One, don't go about it the usual way. Two, go about it in a very sneaky way. Three, go through
mm-hmm.
the, oh shit, I've just told you my plan. Is there anything going on in Ireland, maybe? Yeah, maybe I'll go to the Belfast Orchestra and steal theirs. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Except I have to make a quick flip stop in New York for housing to ruin somebody's housing. So, who's with me? Let's go.
So,
everything's coming.
What are your...
So,
yes.
So you're going to say what?
So what are you planning on doing to take on this housing group?
Oh, I don't know. Use the excuse that I'm not an American?
I don't know how much that would help you.
Use the excuse that it's... I don't know. Use the excuse that I'm not an American. Use the excuse that I have my national papers and I have my green card. So I can do that. I just can't vote.
As much as I'd like to kill Trump, somebody already has. What would you do? What would you do if you were in my shoes?
I would be going in just making, I would just be enjoying my time and not allowing something or not allowing shit to make me feel negative. I would be going, let's have fun, let's do, let's not worry.
What do you mean not worry?
Just think about things, just have time to chill.
And what do you do to chill? I mean, what do you do to chill? What?
What about Johnny, Red Hood?
What?
What about Johnny?
What do you do to chill?
You're totally forgetting.
I mean, wasn't this the point? No, I'm kidding. What do you do, Johnny? To chill.
What?
On vacation.
Find a nice pool somewhere and relax. Let everything just go. Let every thought just gone.
That's
nice
it.
Nice cold beverage.
A nice cold beverage. What's your favorite beverage? Mine's a gin and tonic. What's yours?
Seems like lately I like some of those Italian sparkling beverages, you know, the lemon ones.
Oh,
the ones that come in a little can with the foil.
San Pellegrino.
San Pellegrino, my favorite.
San Pellegrino.
But they're
interesting.
Really, yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. So, you'd be okay if I was going to contemplate stealing Joshua Bell's violin.
That's something that if you want to do it, have a ball. That's just me. But either way, it's still something that you could still violent. You could go to the Met. You could do a hell of a lot of things.
Oh, that's a nice thing. Go to the Met. Okay. Right. Say if I were to take Johnny, install him at the Met as a exhibition, and have pay people to see him.
No. I think the hippopotamuses would be a better installation.
What?
The Met.
Sorry.
Can you imagine the Met? Oh my goodness.
What hippopotamus are you talking about?
The ones that we have on our site, Billy.
Oh, those are the problemuses. Right, the hippos. Are they actually on our site now?
Yes.
Are they actually on our site? Because I swear to you that they weren't.
On our like page, which people can go
and check out our live page at Facebook by searching AMC Press & Co.
And
all right.
We'll be able to there's work is in progress is in motion, which we're going everything up. We have a lot of things in store, too.
Well, yeah, and apparently they've taken over the entire thing.
Which is great.
No, it's not great. It's not great because just yesterday I had an argument with a superior who said basically that I couldn't have my room back, I couldn't have my hood back, and I'm hoodless. It really did not suit me well at all. You know, and it really didn't jive with me. I mean, I was trying to play my violin, the violin that I had, and and it just didn't. It didn't go well.
Right.
It didn't go well because they took the violin and I had a replacement violin, and then they took the other violin and they smashed both of them on my head. Which not good, not a good look. I mean, I had splinters, I had crap everywhere, I had dust on my head, on my ankles, on my feet, everywhere. Yeah, everywhere, and it sounded exactly like that. It was not great.
Good.
I mean, and then
yes. Yeah, what? Red Hood.
What?
Yeah, what's going on? It's like, what more is at hand other than
what more is at hand?
To either do what you feel is right or make everything or just go about things in a go about stuff in a whole new light.
You said what is wrong? What is up? What could possibly what?
When we're trying to figure out when it comes to everyone trying when there's and I'm having trouble talking. So, if you could jump in, please.
You sound like it.
What?
Sorry.
He's going.
Nothing.
I heard that popping, too. Like.
Yeah, I heard that, too. I have no idea what's going on. I know.
I think
weird.
We have technical difficulties again.
What else is new?
Yeah, what else is new?
I think we have technical difficulties.
Which is crazy.
Which is insane.
So.
He's like, that's what Blog Talk is. He faces a technical one technical difficulty after another.
Yeah. Which is.
I mean,
believe me,
somebody is.
I guess we should get it. We'll be back Monday. It's a whole new episode.
Hopefully, we will try to be back Monday if Blog Talk Radio is having problems. And by the way, I've just secured the right to deal with his violin. And I've been caught. And that will happen on Monday.
Been caught red-handed.
That's okay. Anyway, have a good night, guys.